The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.
23 minutes after 5, big old moon shining on us out there. Got a message from Marilyn. Listen to the songs we played since 5. You must be getting excited about Mexico.
Oh, well, she picked up on that, didn't she? Rub it in. I get it. Sunburn, sunset.
That took Paul a minute to get me in Julio.
I did, yeah. I couldn't figure with that one for a while.
Oh.
Could have played Highway 101, Just Say Yes. Because
mm-hmm.
that's all. Yes! Yes!
Is it snowing at the beach? Yes!
Yes! Everything is yes. Yes!
Just want you and American dollars to be happy.
Yes!
Oh, funny. Well, folks, we cannot complain about the weather, especially after what we had the previous weekend. A little chilly right now because there's a wind out there, 27 degrees, but going to see 46 today, 47 tomorrow, just mid-40s to upper 40s, get into the 50s next week, and that is good for everybody, whether you're leaving or staying in town. That'll make everybody happy. I will tell you, it doesn't matter how nice the weather is. When you walk out of the Billings Airport after a week on a beach in Mexico, it's a different kind of cold, and it's not a friendly one. It's not a, hey, welcome back, buddy cold. It's like, all right, this is where you live. Oh. Well, we're going to work today and tomorrow. Big announcement tomorrow coming up. The start of our email segment. Result of one of the longer meetings Paul and I have ever had about something.
Mm-hmm. Well, something that important.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So we'll do that tomorrow. I looked for the Northern Lights this morning. I didn't see them. We had fog.
Yeah, and it was trying to fog out at my place, too.
Yeah, not a lot. We can see the airport, so that's good. But there was some fog around the day, so I didn't get a chance to see that.
Something in the paper, and this is something Paul and I have already talked about, and the headline is, Northwestern's high-dollar power purchases during deep freeze draws scrutiny. It better draw more than scrutiny. We better do something about it. Well, kids, it doesn't look like we're going to have enough gas to get to Missoula, so it's only about a 15-mile walk. We should be okay. You got to be prepared, and we are obviously not.
And if they have to shut power off, then shut off the power in Missoula first.
I like that.
They're the ones that want all green energy. Shut theirs off first.
Take a little poll in every town.
Yeah.
And whichever towns want the green energy, you get your power shut off first during times of peak need.
That's right. When everything's running on coal and natural gas, give it to all the people who wanted that rather than the people who battled you or voted for people who are against your industry. I think that's fair. They're too busy in Missoula, though, dealing with flashers. Did you see that? There's a guy ran into the hospital and flashed everybody.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Indecent exposure.
Oh, they got him.
Yeah. Flashed the staff. He was exposing himself in the hallway. First of all, I'm kind of upset and mad because how do you folks in Missoula know that it was a himself? What if he identified as a patient?
Right.
Or something else? You don't know that. Just because you have a ding-a-ling doesn't mean you're a him anymore.
News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket.
That's right.
There seems to have been some disturbance here.
Did you see what happened?
Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over by the tomatoes, and here he comes, running through the pole beam. Through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel." And it's too late. She'd already been in since.
Here he comes.
Boogity, boogity.
Which I think is the name of the album, Boogity, Boogity.
Anthony Henry, officers, he was 30, said he didn't have a need for medical services, so he was directed to go into a hallway while staff could find a safer place for him to go. The first thing you do is you take him to the vasectomy department because we don't want him breeding anything and having any offspring around. He's at the hospital.
I don't think it actually works like that.
Take him to the vasectomy department and get that taken care of.
Well,
right,
that won't be a problem again.
That's right. We don't want any of his offsprings following in his footsteps. Oh, it wasn't the first incident involving indecent exposure. A nurse corroborated the security guard's account, told police Henry was advised that law enforcement would be called if he continued his alleged inappropriate behavior. He had two arrests in 2022 for sexual assault and indecent exposure in Missoula. He's currently in a Missoula County jail. Well, good. Start flashing some people around there and see what happens.
You're going to make a bunch of friends.
That's right.
You're going to be very, very popular.
So, yeah. Oh, boy. Boy, the weather getting better. Starting Sunday, 50s now.
Yeah.
They jacked it up. You know what? Next week, we're going to be close to 60.
Good.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect, perfect. Look at that, look at that. Look at that, look at that. Brought in my change today. Put it in a big Ziploc bag. I'm going to go to the bank and see which lucky teller gets to...
And they all just hate that.
I know it.
Sorry.
But they got a machine now. They don't have to count it anymore.
I know, but still.
You know, you just take it back and dump it in the machine. And they better not complain. As much business as I do up there, for gosh sakes. You think this one time... In fact, I wrote a very interesting article about it yesterday.
Oh, I must have missed that.
Oh, yeah. About why do we collect change? And my article yesterday, I said people collect 50-cent pieces, they collect pennies, they collect $2 bills, like they're all going to be worth something someday, and there's millions of them.
Yeah.
And they won't be, but we do it. I talked about all those old coins my dad had, and I took them to the coin shop, and if they weren't silver, the guy said, here, and he took me back, and he had a big wash tub full of nothing but those coins. He goes, find anything you want, 1800s all the way back, because he said there were millions of them made. True. Millions and millions. He said, I sell them for $1 a handful, and guys come in and use them for ball markers. So he goes, just dump them right in there. Mm-hmm. But we all think we're going to get rich on a coin, and you can't, unless you are a... unless you are a coin aficionado and understand coins and stampings, and none of us are ever going to check those.
Mm-mm.
They charge you anyway.
Yeah, you can't just get your change looked at.
I had a stamp collection one time that was given to me from one of my dad's old friends, and they were unmarked stamps, and I lost it, and I don't know what I did with it, but it had some really, really old stamps and stuff in it. And but change, well, I saw a comment this morning. One lady who went on the trip with us, by the way, last year, they turned all their change in, and they had $2,000 worth.
Holy cow.
Yeah. It doesn't take much. You know, I pay, well, you're the same as me a lot of times. You pay cash,
right.
Restaurants, stuff like that. You pay cash, and you get change. I put it in my pocket, and I go home, and then I throw it in my planner that I got in there. And after about a year or two, the planner's full of change. And so I'm going to turn it in today. I'll see how much I got. I'll report back tomorrow. But but that lady last year went. They got two. They had $2,000. Hell, that paid for a third of their trip just in change.
Yeah.
Just in change. 50-cent pieces, you know.
Well, I haven't seen a 50-cent pieces change in... Yeah. I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah. Susan B. Anthony dollars. Boy, it's really... You know, let's all save a million of those, too. There were millions of them printed. It's like the people now who collect baseball cards. Well, that's great, but there's just... tens of millions of them that are printed now. So, well, I'm going to hold this rookie card. Because it's going to be worth millions of dollars some way. I got a Mike Trout rookie card. Well, that's great. So do 15 million other people in your state alone, mm-hmm, of California have a Mike Trout, you know. But we all do it. We all save pennies. We all have jars of them or something laying around, and it's not doing you any good. So, turn it in. That's what I'm going to do today. Then I leave it down there to Julio and all the rest of them that Mark was just playing songs about. So a lot of people use their bonuses and put that away for something special like a trip that we go on or anything like that. In fact, there was an article today in the paper that bonuses last year were down that companies paid. And I don't know. I don't know how they could be down with Bidenomics. You know, I mean, everybody's doing so well. And he's even the playing field. Finally, we built it from the ground up. You know, all that bull crap. Workers got smaller bonuses. Now, these are year-end bonuses.
Right.
These aren't bonuses for people that take new jobs and they get signed. There's tons of companies out. McDonald's paying bonuses. Stay 6 months, you get $1,500 bonus.
I've seen people hiring truckers, big bonuses, yeah, if you stay 6 months.
It's crazy. The average cash bonus paid to employees last month, $2,145. That's a pretty good bonus.
Yes, it is.
They track payments made by 300,000 small businesses. Down for technology, tourism, transportation companies. Not only were bonuses down, fewer workers got them. 16 out of the 22 industries tracked by this outfit saw declines of workers who received bonuses. And what surprised the surveyors were that the companies they talked to all talked about challenges trying to find talent. Food and beverage industry, healthcare industry, retail industry. Businesses aren't hiring as aggressively as they were a year ago. Soaring inflation and workers quitting at a record clip. So it is a far different animal now. Workers just quit.
Yeah. I just don't want to do this anymore.
I know.
I'm just going to quit. How in the hell do you eat?
My boss is mean. He dissed me. I'm quitting. He just quit. Then what are you going to do? Oh, I'll find something else. I'll just quit. I'll be out of Manny's. Call me if you need somebody like me. Oh, well, yeah, okay. You idiot. God. Workers less confident in their ability to find other jobs. That's all, doesn't matter. Quit the one you got anyway.
If you can't find a job right now,
You're unemployable.
Mm-hmm.
34% of companies don't award bonuses. Biggest payouts go to finance workers. Deutsche Bank's chief financial officer said it's a difficult market out there. Bonuses in the tech sector dropped on average $672. Talent is scarce. Over the past 2 years, tech firms have slashed 265,000 jobs over the last 2 years of Biden administration. This is Bidenomics working now, folks. You sure don't hear this kind of stuff. Merit-based salary increases were also slower this year at some of the larger employers. Demand for workers, though, is still strong. I would argue, folks, though, that work ethic and the seriousness of one's financial independence has waned dramatically in the last 30 years.
I think most people listening this time of day would agree with that. You got a lot of people that are managers, employers listening right now, and they'll tell you how hard it is to find people.
How many of us were scared to death that we wouldn't be able to pay our bills or make our payments?
Yeah.
Now it's no biggie, you know. Hey, chill, dude. Take a chill pill. Did you see me on TikTok?
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. And they just quit. Well, it wasn't paying me good enough. Well, maybe if you stayed somewhere longer than 6 weeks, you yo-yo, you'd start moving. Mark and I tell this story all the time. Well, it must be nice go to Mexico and do that and be thinking about quitting work and everything. Hey, 40 years ago we weren't.
No. No, 40 years ago, this was just one of our jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't making crap.
Mm-mm.
And the one benefit for me was the health insurance
mm-hmm.
when I was 25 years old.
Exactly.
I mean, gee,
Christmas. Yeah, I don't like that one.
My boss is a jerk. Or the people I work with are mean. Well, I got news for you.
Join us at the Roadside Event Center for unforgettable weekly entertainment. Every Friday night, come hungry and savor our delectable prime rib dinner. Wednesdays at the Roadside are now Wilson Wednesdays, a night dedicated to our esteemed regular, Mark Wilson. Also enjoy steak night every Wednesday and get in on a bingo session or two. For music lovers, head to Blue Cat for an electrifying karaoke night. Don't miss out on the fun. Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Come experience the best of Roadside.
You better toughen up because everywhere you go, there's an asshole. Right, Mark?
We could give you a list of people, including general managers that have been here that could not stand us.
Yes, everywhere you go.
Doesn't affect the job. The job is the job.
My dad had a guy, oh, God, he used to come home, and it drove him nuts. But my dad stuck it out at United States Steel for 40-some years, and he did not like his boss. And you have to really be something to have my dad try not to get along with you.
Yeah.
But he did it. He had a family, had a life, job, and all the people listening, their folks all did it too. But, hey, many Christmas. People always tell me that. Paul, how come you don't hire someone? How come you don't have somebody help you? I'm gonna defer that question over to my spouse for the last 40 years, Mark Wilson.
If I could quote 2-year-old Mallory Mushaven, self.
There,
self do it.
There you go. Yep. God, Paul, you know, I've got a 14-year-old son. It'd really be good for him to come out there and work for you. Hey, really? Awesome. Send him out. Now put him on my $100,000 swather and watch him wrap that around a tree.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you train him, show them how you do it, the mm-hmm. right way, the wrong way, having them show up on time, long hours, long days, heat, sweat, bugs, all kinds of stuff, and put that effort into that, and then 2 months later, I got a soccer camp. I'll see ya. Jeez. Get the hell out. Put a big fence. I'll do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it myself.
Talked with a guy last week. He's only got 3 employees. Said, I think I found 3 good ones. Unfortunately, not one of them can work Saturday. Oh, yeah, I can't do that Saturday. I won't be here.
And see, we didn't have that option.
No.
They put the schedule up.
Right.
And, you know, I was a grocery store guy for a long time. So, I mean, God, and Friday nights and Saturdays were huge days at grocery stores.
Right.
I mean, you better be willing to work. They did make exceptions when I was in baseball and basketball for that. Because, hey, I mean, but you had to far in advance work that schedule out.
Right.
And even if it was game night, Friday, Saturday, they would still schedule you a shift early Saturday or you're done.
Yeah.
I can't do Sundays.
Now, see, when I was making pizzas at Pizza Hut, I didn't know it was called work ethic. I just knew that somebody was going to give up a Saturday shift and I'd work it for him. A Saturday? Yeah, I just need a Saturday off. Hell yes, I'll work that shift.
I know. Yeah. Picking now they at McDonald's, folks, when they advertise, McDonald's even advertises pick your shift, pick your hours. Far different animal. And you can hear stories like this. You can hear stories like this with every person that goes on the Flakes trip.
Absolutely.
Because everyone that goes on the Flakes trip, none of them were like that.
No.
That's why they're on the Flakes trip. So that's why I bite my tongue when somebody says, must be nice.
Mm-hmm.
I bite my tongue. It's primary day today up in New Hampshire. One poll is already closed. They got one small little town up there. They vote at midnight, and there's 6 voters. The results are already in.
And getting headlines.
Mm-hmm. Nikki Haley got 6 votes. President Trump got none. And so I'm sure CNN is running with that, where Trump is done.
He's already down 6 votes.
Yeah.
Too close to call just yet.
Right. But, you know, the Democrats, Joe Biden didn't even want to be in the ballot in New Hampshire. He wanted to go to South Carolina. because he lost New Hampshire, but he won South Carolina. So he wanted that to be the first one. Crooked ass people. These elections. You know what, folks? I got an idea. Here's another one of my ideas. Nobody ever has come up with this either. You hear all these so-called voices of conservatism who are supposed to be the smartest guys, great ideas, blah, blah. And, you know, on election integrity, and this is what we need to embrace, ballot harvesting. You know, listen to Sean Hannity. He preaches it should be a national holiday, blah, blah, this and that. That's stupid. And I'll tell you why, in my opinion. It's stupid. You make Election Day a national holiday, and who does that help? Who does it help? A national holiday would help all, it would help all the Democrats, because the losers who will not otherwise vote, who don't take it serious enough to make it work in a schedule during a regular workday, I'm not going to do that. I've worked 8 hours. I'm not going to go stand in line till 8 o'clock tonight, or I'm not getting up early. Who does that help? It helps the Democrats.
Right.
All of the conservative people in America who are true to the core, red, white, and blue, even if they work, they always made it a point. I will vote. I will be there. It didn't make a difference if it was a holiday or not. So he's wrong there. You don't make it a national holiday. Never had to in the past. It will only help them. Here's something else, another idea that we could change that I haven't heard Sean Hannity or any of these big wigs talk about, but I would be in favor of this. Why do we have elections on Tuesday? Everybody works on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why don't we have Election Day on Saturday? God, I've never heard anybody say that before. Well, I thought about it. Why not Saturday? Think of the benefits of having Election Day on a Saturday. Number one, most people are off.
Right.
That's what you wanted to make a national holiday that would cost the country, again, millions of dollars with government agencies, everybody being closed. Why not a Saturday? What is the benefit of having it on a Tuesday versus a Saturday? There isn't.
No.
Why not Saturday? People are off. Here's another thing. You know how many more volunteers and poll watchers and help you can get on a Saturday versus a Tuesday to keep an eye on the security and the integrity of an election on Saturday? It's 10 times as many people could work at the polls, watch the ballot boxes, help count, get people there on a Saturday. Nobody has ever suggested voting on a Saturday. I have. Not Sean Hannity. None of the big wigs who have all the none of them. Why not Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Works for me.
It makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. This isn't 1765 or whatever in the hell they... I don't even know why they pick Tuesday. Pick a Saturday and do it. It only makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It only makes sense.
You know when the high schools do car washes?
Saturdays.
They don't do them on Tuesdays.
Very good, Mr. Wilson.
We want the opportunity to see the most people and make the most money.
Hey, everybody. Hello, dumbasses in D.C. Sean Hannity, the rest of you. You know when they all do big special events at all the arenas around the country? Saturdays, Sundays. When do they play most of the football games? Weekends. Mm-hmm. Hello. Big major events. Always on the week. Why can't we have Election Day on Saturday? Good idea, huh, Wilson?
It is.
It was so easy that all these other people trying to make it as complicated as possible can't think about it. I think about it. I think it's a great idea. And then, wait, on Saturday, folks, since you have more poll workers, more people to watch the ballot boxes, more assistants, you could have hundreds of thousands of more volunteers around the country work on Saturday than you can Tuesday.
True.
It would help with the integrity, and you could open the polls early. Instead of 7, they could open them Saturday at 6, and they could run till 9. It's a Saturday. No, we got to have a national day off. That's all bull crap. Days off are for sissies. What? Why are you laughing at me?
Couple reasons.
Would you like to elaborate?
No.
Let us in on it?
No.
And here's another thing. We do Election Day all in one day, don't we, all across America? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do.
Not in Missoula.
Well, not Missoula. Why don't we have one primary day where every primary in every state is all the same day?
Mm-hmm. Otherwise,
you can manipulate money. You can do all kinds of things. You can pick and choose. States can work the system to keep certain guys off the ballot, put certain guys on. It makes it more crooked. Everybody, line them all up, all across the state. Everywhere, everybody votes the same day on primary day. Because in Montana, unless you write in, for instance, we may be forced to vote for.
Join us at the Roadside Event Center for unforgettable weekly entertainment. Every Friday night, come hungry and savor our delectable prime rib dinner. Wednesdays at the Roadside are now Wilson Wednesdays, a night dedicated to our esteemed regular, Mark Wilson. Also enjoy steak night every Wednesday and get in on a bingo session or two. For music lovers, head to Blue Cat for an electrifying karaoke night. Don't miss out on the fun. Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Come experience the best of Roadside.
And on the Republican ticket, Nikki Haley or President Trump. All the other ones bailed out. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be on the ballot. Well, what if I wanted Ron DeSantis? What if I wanted Chris Christie? What if I wanted Jeb Bush? And they're out by then. Well, I didn't get my vote. My vote should have just as much weight and should count just as much as the people in North Carolina.
But it's not like that, is it?
No. These people are amazing. Maybe Sean Hannity should call here and get some advice on conservatism, as he's the big star. And get some real down-to-earth, common-sense thinking here about his national holiday on Tuesday. What? People in government have no common sense. You're absolutely right. Well, sure. Once again, it makes them easier to swing and do things when you eliminate prior to... And here's the... Folks, I don't care if you're a Democrat or you're a Republican. You should have the same right as a Democrat. Your vote as a Democrat should still count as much in Montana as it does in New Hampshire or South Carolina.
You're right.
Why do people west of the Mississippi, why are we irrelevant when these primaries take place over here? And the people in the East Coast get to narrow down the field. That's not right.
No.
There are just a couple common sense ideas from the biggest prick in Yellowstone County. That's me.
Oh, you're not the biggest.
Well,
you're top 10. But
I know.
Not.
Well, thanks, Mark. That's my buddy sticking up for me over there. Elections on Saturdays. And make sure that absentee balloting is secure and only for those who have a legitimate excuse for absentee balloting. Okay, they live 290 miles away from a polling place. They're handicapped. They're in the U.S. military. They're currently in Berlin, Germany, but still are citizens and get to vote. I get it. Otherwise, show up when? On Saturday. You know how many more polling places we could have open because of the volunteers that would be available?
And you'd have a higher turnout.
Absolutely. Why, we could have polling places at Skyview, at West High. We could have them out at Laurel. We could have them at Metro. You could have, to make it easier for in-person voting, because we'd have so many volunteers, because it's Saturday,
yeah,
not Tuesday. Stupid. Stupid. Somebody text Han. Oh, I have Aaron. You text Han. You tell him to call here, and we'll share a few things with him. That's okay. Mark and I have our own little thing here. We have our own little audience. We have our own people. We have, you know, this part of the country where people hear this. They don't hear our message or words or what we do anywhere else, and that's fine. We like it that way.
Mm-hmm.
We have 60,000 people listening on the app all the time. That just kills me. I would have never have guessed that. U.S. conducted more strikes in Yemen. We knocked out a couple outhouses, a couple silos that we think had hopefully missiles in it and stuff. The one thing we're not doing is we're not killing the enemy. You know, what the hell's up with that? We're not. These people are trying to kill. These people are trying to kill your sons and daughters who are in those air bases and are on those ships. They're trying to kill them. So why aren't we trying to kill the bad guys who are trying to kill us?
That's how you end a war.
Now, There's a picture in the paper today. A stupid AP photographer got a picture of thousands of Houthi terrorists shooting their AK-47s up. Shooting them up in the air. They know where they're at.
Right.
The AP photographer's got a picture of them. We could have dropped a DuPont spinner right in the middle of that and sent a message. But we're not killing the people who are killing us. We want to blow up their crappers. We're hitting their outhouses. We took a couple canoes out last week. That's what we're doing. What the hell's up? What's the matter with that? That's not going to stop them. That's how we do it now. It's why we need elections on Saturdays. Joe Biden and Jill Biden yesterday sent their deepest and personal wishes to the two Navy SEALs that they now said are dead. We lost them last week. They were trying to get on a ship to help protect the ship from the rebels. They're dead. And they issued a statement from the White House. Keep your damn statement. Jill and I want to express our deepest sympathies, and we want to let those families know we will do everything in our power to help them get through this. No, you won't. Like what? Can I see a list of all the things that Joe and Jill Biden are going to do for those families of those Navy SEALs? Folks, that's just spin. It's just wordplay. Are they going to pay for the funerals? Are they going to help educate their children? Are they going to show up at Christmas time when everybody's crying during the holidays? What are they personally going to do? It's all word spin. It's all politics. They aren't going to do crap. I'll guarantee you this morning, if Joe Biden was asked to give me the names of the two Navy SEALs that died, he would have no clue.
I think you're right.
He doesn't even know the name of his wife, Jackie, or Joan, or what, or what, hold on. He doesn't even know that. Give me that crap. So we know where all these guys are. We know where all the enemy is. We know where all these ammunitions are coming from, and we're not doing anything. And those people are going to kill.
Yeah.
They're going to kill. And then someone else is going to have their son or daughter dead because of one of those guys in that picture was able to kill him. This is how we do things now, folks. This is Biden policy, Bidenomics. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. That's why I need a vacation. I need some rest and relaxation. That's right. Is it going to change? I don't know. Who's going to win? I don't know. Hey, that's right. Why do we have elections on Tuesdays? I don't know. I don't know. Hey, don't we have anybody who can think like a regular person and have common sense? I don't know. I don't know. That's a great song, Wilson.
It fits.
It really does.
I don't know.
Why did we stop cursive writing in schools? Hmm? Why, Mark?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. It helped them read. It helped them learn the alphabet. It helped them spell.
It helped them navigate real life.
It helped their brain function. Everything. So the greatest idea coming out of the teachers, Board of Education's, get rid of that. Why? I don't know. Article today on it. Article today, folks. The 10th annual Cursive is Cool contest is launching for students in North America. Hey, maybe there's hope.
Good.
The American Handwriting Foundation announced their annual Cursive is Cool contest, open to students from kindergarten through sixth. Students are encouraged to enter early, prizes awarded based on legibility and neatness. We are helping young writers find their voices. Our judges are excited, look forward to the kids' points of views. The annual Cursive contest has many supporters, including Health Counseling Center, all kinds of people around the country. Write, don't type. Cursive is creative, said Dr. Marion Rawlings, president of this foundation. Cursive writing, folks. We need to bring that back. We need to bring it back. Just think, we have lost an entire generation of population not doing cursive writing.
Yeah.
Their phones do their writing for them. Their phones do their spelling for them. Everything. No cursive writing. How in the hell they sign your name on a document? How do you sign? Well, we have eSign. Though that cursive writing, it sparked so much in your brain. Creativeness, hand-eye coordination. It improves cursive writing, improves spelling scores. We remember you had to write them all 10 times. Write them. And we got rid of that. No wonder brain development has waned. Brain development now, it's crazy. And we have things thinking for our developing students now rather than the students doing the thinking.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to change it? I don't know. No. I don't know. But one way we can do it, we could vote on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
That way more people can vote and get the people in there that we want. Not national holidays on Tuesdays, Sean, and closed government and schools and everything. That's what they want, you dummy. That's what they want. Colleges want the day off. Liberals want colleges to be off on Election Day. Mm-hmm. That way every student, 18 to 24, or in Missoula, 18 to 77, could get in there and vote and make it easier for them to get their liberal agenda for. That's right. If you're not flashing, you're in school up there in Missoula. I'm sorry, folks. I'm on a roll today.
I'm buying that man a Mountain Dew.
Thank you. You get a week's worth of this down in Mexico if you can find me, folks. Anybody seen Paul? Where is he? I don't know. Just say that. You'll find me.
First News coming up, 6:07.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Events Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat. It's where it's at.